Okay, guys, this is another really special one for me. This is actually rated as one of my highest tequila matchmaker rated reposados. And this is the Roble Fino by Tequila Partida. And this thing is absolutely a beast. It is so good. I did get the opportunity to interview Jose Valdez, who is their master distiller. He runs the distillery. He is the guy in charge. And he talks about how they make their tequila at Partida. You know, in this family, Partida family has been, you know, the root of tequila. Like, they go back so long as farmers and master distillers and owners of distilleries, and such an ingrained history and tradition of tequila. So they have brought out a version here that's amazing. This is a crystal glass decanter. This has actually Mexican silver paint. It's all etched in there. The spirit bird, which Jose talks about and explains so well in our interview, is on the top of this thing. This is dated 12/12/2. This is 43% ABV, so a little bit higher proof than your normal, you know, basic reposado. And if you want to find out a little bit more about the production methods of this tequila, he talks about the whole thing, you know, how they came up with the idea, the sherry cask that this has been aged in, and the history behind this is pretty awesome. And let's dive into the taste of this thing, because it's amazing. On the nose, you get the cooked agave, but you actually get a little bit different barrel smell. To me, this comes out like a really old whiskey smell. And you will find out when you listen to the podcast about this barrel that they use. These are actually aged in Macallan barrels. You've got a sherry barrel that Macallan has rested in, and then you have Macallan. And then from there, you have Partida's amazing reposado. So you get this nice oaky smell, this nice whiskey smell, still a great cooked agave. The legs on this thing are amazing. It's just all over the glass. This one is rich. Like, it is deep, it is thick, it's rich, it's creamy, it's sweet. It's got that agave right on the top. The fruit that comes out of this, like stone fruit and, you know, all of your pitted fruits, you get all of those flavors, but they're almost like they're dried. And then as it goes into the finish, you have this nice sting in the finish, a little bit of burn, and it just dries out your mouth like right away. So that it's really a deep flavored complex reposado. It definitely doesn't drink like it's higher proof. You definitely could get in trouble if you were sipping this one all night long. Let's talk about their production method here. So we've got really nice ripe agaves, and then this is cooked in a low pressure autoclave. And I know some people get all up in arms about an autoclave, but you know, when it's done right, when it's low and it's slow and that pressure is held just right, some of the sweetest cooked agave I've had personally out of an oven have come from a low pressure autoclave. So they're taking all of the effort to make sure this agave is cooked to the best. From there, it's going into a roller mill and then stainless steel open fermentation. And from there, it's going into some whiskey barrels. And then from those whiskey barrels, it's then double barreled into the sherry casks, which are ex Macallan barrels. And I'm telling you, this gives you some flavors out of a tequila that are really hard to describe. I've had some great añejos and great repos, but this one imparts so many different flavors of the fruit and the agave with this sweetness. It's pretty incredible. The way it coats your mouth and fills your mouth, then those flavors are there, that whiskey's there, that fruit's there, that agave's there, and then it just dries it all up and it's done. And the finish is nice and long. It's not an aggressive finish like you would think with a higher proof. You hate to use the word smooth, but this is easy to drink. So if you can find this somewhere, it's a beautiful bottle. It's an absolutely beautiful product. The tequila is amazing inside. This is one to sip and share with friends. So definitely check out the video where Jose explains this entire process and how special these barrels really are. I'll also put a link up here on the website or somewhere on here where you can actually find this tequila and order it. It is one that's pretty readily available, and I do believe they're continuing in production. So definitely check out the video. If you have any questions, put them in the comments. I'll be able to get the answers for you if you have a question about the tequila or about Partida or where to get it. And if you have a tequila that you'd like for me to review, put that in the comments as well. It always helps when you follow, subscribe, share, link, all of that stuff. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.